In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Dr. Bullhagen pointed out yesterday that the third week of Epiphany is the time in which the Christian Church recognizes St. Timothy and St. Titus, pastors and confessors. Epiphany is a very appropriate time to commemorate these men, because it is the good confession of pastors like Timothy and Titus that revealed to the world Jesus Christ, that he has ushered into this world through his death and resurrection a new world. But what possible relationship is there between these apocalyptic words from Matthew 24, which is the gospel appointed for this day, and a commemoration of St. Titus? Why might Titus, a Gentile companion of Paul, a pastor now of this new church in Crete, why might he heed these admonitions of Jesus? To watch, for you do not know on what day your Lord is coming. To know this, that if the householder had known in what part of the night the thief was coming, he would have watched and would not have let his house be broken into. Or finally this, to be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. For a pastor and confessor like Titus, these admonitions are very significant. In fulfillment of these words of Matthew 24, Titus, like Paul, is a wise and faithful servant of Jesus Christ. He had been given charge over this household of God at Crete to prepare them for the coming of the Lord, and to do this by nourishing them through the means of grace and by serving them, standing in the Lord's place in their midst, proclaiming the word and being a steward of the mystery. Titus is a proper recipient of Jesus's beatitude. Blessed is that servant whom his master, when he comes, will find so doing. Truly I say to you, he will set him over all his possessions. As you look back on today, perhaps you'll remember that you received your first call and your vicarage assignments on the day in which the Christian Church commemorates St. Titus, pastor and confessor. One of the reasons why the Church recognizes St. Titus is because he is blessed as a confessor of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. And this is abundantly clear from Paul's letter to Titus. The theme of that letter is the gospel, the grace of God through the gospel of a crucified and risen Lord. I know it's not popular anymore to count words in the Bible, but occasionally it does bear fruit. Paul uses the word Savior only 12 times in all his writings, and 6 of them occur in this letter to Titus. As Paul's true son in the common faith, Titus is a confessor because he confesses the Savior, Jesus Christ. And he confesses that Savior before his people and before the world. Now, this confession of his great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, was the essence of his proclamation to those saints at Crete. Salvation through a Savior who, as Paul tells Titus, gave himself for us to redeem us from all wickedness and to purify for himself a people that are his very own, eager to do what is good. Titus formed his confession from the very words of Jesus himself, words that the evangelist Matthew records in the servant language of Isaiah's suffering song. The Son of Man, who will come again, first came to serve and give his life as a ransom for many. And this servant will be exalted, but only after being mocked and scourged and crucified that God will raise him from the dead. Titus's confession of the gospel in the midst of his congregation was to stand boldly before them and confess that Jesus Christ had come, he had died, and he had risen. And on the basis of that proclamation, Titus could stand before his people and he could say, "Your sins are forgiven you. You have been freed from the bondage of the fallenness of this world through the blood of Jesus Christ." There's another reason why the church commemorates St. Titus. Because he's a pastor of Jesus Christ's holy church. Titus's first responsibility as pastor to this young mission at Crete was to establish order. And this task required of him great wisdom, great courage, and great tact. And Paul wrote Titus this letter to encourage him in his first difficult parish, to help him as he combated the threatening heresies, and to advise him on how to preach the gospel through the means of grace to this young church at Crete. And Paul wrote to Titus to give him the support and the sanction of his apostolic ministry. For Paul reminds Titus of what Jesus reminds the disciples of in Matthew 24, that the church now waits for the blessed hope, the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. Titus knew that his church awaited the coming of the Lord in the midst of a hostile pagan environment, but also in a church that was endangered from false teachers who came with all kinds of Jewish myths and foolish controversies and genealogies and arguments of the law, all of which were meant to supplant the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so in the midst of this oppressive environment, Titus prepared the church for the coming of the Lord by simply proclaiming the presence of the one who is in their midst as the same one who is coming again in glory. For Titus proclaimed to that young congregation that Jesus was not some inaccessible God who was far off somewhere in the heavens. He was not the hero of some Jewish myth or a new Moses coming with circumcision as a necessity for salvation and sanctification. No, this Titus, an uncircumcised Gentile, who stood for Paul in his letter to the Galatians as an example of the freedom of the gospel, this same Titus now stood in the midst of his congregation, in the place of Christ, entrusted with the gospel of Jesus Christ, the gospel of a crucified and risen Lord. And that gospel is about a God who Paul describes to Titus as the one who saved us through washing of rebirth and renewal of the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us generously through Jesus Christ our Savior, so that having been justified by his grace, we might become heirs, having the hope of eternal life. Yes, Titus prepared the saints at Crete for the coming of Jesus Christ by proclaiming a world restored through his death and through his resurrection from the grave. And this new world, those saints at Crete entered into through baptism, where they were engrafted into the very death and resurrection of Christ. And this new world was present in their midst as Titus proclaimed the word, and as he invited them to participate in the feast of heaven in the very body and blood of Jesus Christ. Paul's trustworthy saying to Titus, now a pastor and confessor, was simply this: preach the gospel. And as future pastors and confessors, that same gospel is now entrusted to you, wherever now God is about to call you. Like Titus and like Paul, you are blessed. You are blessed as wise and faithful servants of Jesus Christ, because you make ready for the coming of the Lord a people prepared. The Lord be with you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.